Luke was now more certain than ever that Sinkhole Station had been designed to contain Abeloth, and that she was, as his beloved Mara had said, something very old and very dangerous. It had probably been suicidal to think that he and Ben could have approached her alone. Even though he had asserted to the Sith that he wanted to try to reason with her, understand her, he suspected that such overtures would not be welcomed. He suspected, in fact, given what he was looking at now, that they might be flattened like insects. Vistara had reported the bare bones about Abeloth, but now, as they crept through the litter of what Luke suspected was that being's latest struggle for freedom, he said quietly, "Looks like we have a lot of time to kill. Tell us about Abeloth." She looked at him warily.
"You have everything I've told my own people."
"So tell us something that you haven't told them. Tell us about how you felt around her, what she was like." She narrowed her brown eyes.
"Come on, Vess," Ben said,
and Luke wondered if his son was even aware that he was calling the girl by a nickname.
"The only reason you haven't told the Sith is because you've not had a chance. We're in this together, and it was your High Lord who proposed the alliance."
Whether it was the logic or Ben, Vistara nodded.
"Abeloth, she strikes one emotionally. I know you Jedi don't like that."
"On the contrary," Luke said, "we are taught to trust our feelings."
"Really? Interesting. Abeloth..."
She paused for a moment, then spoke with more sincerity than Luke had ever sensed from her before.
"Her world is, as I've told you, unnatural and terribly dangerous. We lost many. And when we found her, it was just such a relief to not have to be constantly aware of everything around you that you were grateful to be with her. And she was lovely, at first. She, captivating, I think is the word."
"Physically beautiful?" Luke inquired.
"More than that. You couldn't stop looking at her, whatever she chose to look like. It was all you wanted to do. Look at her. Be around her. Like an intoxicant."
Luke and Ben exchanged glances. "Her looks varied then?"
"From day to day, or depending on whomever she was around," Vistara said. "Always more or less human, though. Sometimes fair hair, sometimes brown, sometimes long, sometimes short. The features shifted, the eye color changed a little. Until..."
Vistara paused.
"Until the moment I really saw her."
Ben leaned forward.
"What happened?"
"I told you, everything obeys Abeloth. That's why we wanted to be with her, because she kept us safe. But at one point, the plants attacked Lady Rhea, while Abeloth was still there. She led them. That's when I understood that we had been betrayed. And the next time I saw her..."
Vistara had a great deal of self-control. She was a Sith, from an entire tribe of them. She had to have self-control. But Luke saw her pale slightly, and her gaze dropped for an instant. And when she spoke, her voice was slightly unsteady.
"Her hair was long and yellow, and fell all the way to the ground. Her eyes were tiny, sunk deep into black eye sockets, like two small stars. Her mouth was... it reached literally from ear to ear. And her arms were short, stunted, with writhing tentacles instead of fingers. She was hideous."
Luke nodded. "She was. She is," he said. "I've seen her."
"What? And you did not see fit to tell us? When did you encounter her?"
"It wasn't a literal encounter," Luke said, "but a sort of spiritual one. The people on Sinkhole Station taught me a technique called mind walking. One can leave the physical body and travel elsewhere. I'm beginning to think the places I visited were real." Certainly Abeloth was, and other things.